Welcome back to the activation phase. I'm JP. Tonight, I'm joined by two very special people, the usual co-host, Tim,
and hello,
special guest, Mirko. Hi, Mirko.
Hi.
You're very well known locally in the Northwest Europe saga scene as a powerful personality, a legendary warlord. Could you introduce yourself for the people who don't have the pleasure of knowing who you are?
Okay, yes, for sure. I think I can call me Mr. Saga in Germany, at least.
Yeah.
So I published with Stronghold Terrain the German version of Saga and some other games. Have my own miniatures range, and I sell everything Saga-like and miniature-like. Organize tournaments and do my very best to, to make Saga better or a little bit the way I like it. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you spend like lots of time and effort in like supporting other tournaments as well, like not just your own. For example, if I run my tournaments, I can ask you all the questions. You support me with prices. You help out with the rules, and I think there's just you even support like little trophies and stuff. You're definitely Saga Germany wise and like Western.
Yeah, I have to support you, otherwise you wouldn't let me play in your tournament.
So. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you have quite a history of organizing tournaments, and that's actually the reason that we have you on tonight.
Yes.
I think my first Saga tournament experience was also at one of your tournaments in probably 2019. I think lots of people, especially in this region, that's their kind of their first contact, or it has been their first contact, and you've, I think, through your efforts, have managed to really build up a pretty large scene and a very active scene as well. And what's super interesting now is that you recently made a very large announcement. Would you like to maybe tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think the Saga World Championships at the end of this year. Yeah, the story behind that is there. I think we only had one Saga World Championships in 2019 in London, organized by the famous Andy Lyons. And I took part with the German team, and we were second. I think just 3 points behind the Americans. And the rule was that the world champion had the right to organize the next championships. So and then came Corona. I think the Americans tried to organize something, and then Corona comes in between. Yeah, and now I think we should do something, and at least with the second place for the Germans, I had the right to organize the European championships. And I asked the Americans if they like to organize something, or if not, we could do it. And so they said, okay, not yet. You have the right to organize it. And so, yeah, we did it. And that's it. And we already have a location for it. And I think the first steps are done. We have a small international team for the tournament package and everything. Andy Lyons is on board, and Greg Lissitry from France. So that's it at the moment. I've asked Roch to join as well, but he told me, yes, you can send me everything with the tournament package, and he likes to look over it, but he's, I think, so in trouble to organize his own events that he don't want to have another thing. Yeah, that's it at the moment.
Yeah, so maybe just to tell people about kind of basics, like when, which dates is it being held, which cities are being held, and maybe the points and the format. So let's start off with the most important. When is it being held?
The date is the 25th and 26th of November this year in Münster, Germany. We are in a convention hall. There is, I think, if you look for KeepenCon on the internet, you can find some pictures of the site, because every year there's a small tabletop convention. And the organizer of this convention, Marco Oberrecht, a good friend of mine and Saga player as well, will help to organize this event there. It will be a team tournament with four players per team, one of each historical age. So one player will play Age of Vikings, one Age of Crusades, one Age of Antiquity, and one Age of Invasions. So, and then you battle one team against another country. So I think we will have space for 16 teams. So eight rows of four tables each. Yeah, that should fit. And that's it. I think five rounds. And we also have some early ideas of some meta games. Each round there will be a small package with four different scenarios, and one team captain can choose the first scenario and then say, okay, my Age of Vikings player likes to have the old food scenario or whatever, and then the other team captain can choose the next pairing and scenario and so on.
All right, that sounds pretty interesting. In terms of the scenarios, are you using the slightly modified scenarios, or are you coming up with some completely new ones? Or do you not know yet?
We don't know yet, really. I think first do now is, I think from next week on, I will have the tickets. One ticket for one team. It's, I think, around 200 euros, so 50 euros per player.
Fair enough.
And then we say, okay, until a special date, only one team per nation is allowed. And then the nations has to organize their teams. And then after that deadline, we will open the remaining spaces and slots for second or third teams of a nation.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty exciting. For people who are not aware of Münster, how do people get there, and how much hotel space is there around there?
I think I've already booked my hotel, because I made a mistake and had no own room at the Grand Melee in 4 weeks, because all the players booked all the available rooms. I think there are some hotels around the site within 5 or 6 kilometers. It's not the city center of Münster, the airport of Dortmund and Düsseldorf is not very far away, and with train it's easy, and we will definitely have some transfer options from train or whatever to organize. But it's in the early steps at the moment for the organization of this event.
The whole flying into Germany and flying into the tournament. I've helped organize that for the internationals, for the Grand Melee. Some are staying with me. Some are staying in Osnabrück to go to the Grand Melee with me. So if you have any, any internationals have any questions for that, just shoot me a message on Discord, and Yeah, we usually, it's always like, it's possible to find a solution flying into here, going into here by train, whatever. There's definitely lots of different possibilities to attend this very cool international event.
Yeah, very cool, Tim. Absolutely. I don't want to organize everything on my own. Lots of hands do easy work. So if you like to help or perhaps play or whatever, be my friend, be my guest.
Yeah, of course, of course. For the Grand Melee, and it's always easy. It's not you. I know you. It's a lot to organize the tournaments, and your tournaments are always even bigger. And so helping out with the internationals is no worries at all. Super happy to help.
And we already published the date, so I think, and I got some messages from international. Which already started to look how they want to come to Germany, where to get a room and everything. So the date is out there, and more information will come next week with the tickets. And then we will start to work on the tournament package, but then together with Andy Lyons and Greg Lissitri. And perhaps Studio Tomahawk. I don't know. I'm sure they like to come.
We'll see.
Pretty exciting. Maybe on some more practical levels, are you expecting it to be just a standard 6 points, or is it going to be a like bring 7 points and choose six? Are you going to do legendary warlords? Like, what's kind of the warband selection looking like?
Yeah. I think no legendary units. We played at the last championships in London with legendary units, and it works okay, but I think I don't like to do that on official championships. But that's only my idea. It's not only my tournament. I think you will have a 7 point army list and then choose 6 points. But on the other hand, we see half points, which is now a standard rule. I think 6 points plus the option to have additional half points here and there is optional enough, I think. I think you not really need 7 points, but we have to see. Yeah. And that's it, I think.
Yeah, and I think by that time, hopefully all the FAQs are out as well.
Yes.
But
they have to do it.
Sometimes there's a little bit of a delay. Do you have an idea if kind of on the off chance that an FAQ for a specific age isn't already out yet? Like, when would you allow them to be included? Or is this something you would just see if it's actually relevant?
I think... if at least all the rules are for the complete age, it's okay, because every player has the same right to choose a faction or whatever to use. I think there are some battle boards and some abilities with bonus saga dice which needs a change, like Normans and so on.
Yes.
But I'm quite sure that it will not take as long as we will see the next FAQs. So, and perhaps that's good. That's a good reason to have some earlier. I think I will call Alex perhaps next week to prod him a bit.
Excellent.
Or Fred.
Yes,
also, I've noticed it at the Benelux Grand Melee, since we had quite a few people using French battle boards, German battle boards, and English battle boards. Which language is going to be implemented as the kind of the leading battle board language in case there are a few slight differences?
I'm quite sure the English, because that's the only language that's fair in the tournament. I think not a quarter of the players would understand what is on a German or French battle board. And I think we should make it a rule to only use the English battle board. Because, for example, on the layout, on the German, the abilities are not in the same spot the English one. We like to have it, but German is a bigger language. We need the space, and so we had to or have to change the layout from time to time on a specific battleboard course because we need the space for an ability. But on a tournament, that's... I don't like to have it. I think next month on the Grand Melee in Germany, we will have some issues here and there. And I will have a copy or two of the English battle board as well. And if the German player plays against an international player and his English is good enough, he should use the English because it's only fair. Yeah. I had big issues on the last championships as I played, I think, two times against a French guy which didn't spoke a word of English. So yeah, I used the English battle boards, but it was a nightmare, really. So I think English will be the language. It's the only one that makes sense. So, and then the French has to learn a bit of English and use perhaps an English battle board as well. Yeah.
And one more important question that came up with different international tournaments. You said the tickets will be out in 2 or 3 weeks, something like that, right? So do you only sign up through buying a ticket, or do you go onto tabletop tournaments, European tabletop website? Like, where are you going to, where is the official sign up going to be?
Okay, I think I will do it the same way like we did it with this year's German Grand Melee.
Perfect.
So I will sell the tickets first. And then the players has to go to T3 and sign in for the tournament. But
yeah.
I think that's the better way around that. And yeah. And I think it's a good thing to only have one ticket per team. So the other way around would be that every single player could buy a team. I don't know if he's really a team member of, let's say, the US, if he buys a ticket. And yeah, I think I will have a drop-down menu where you also have to choose your country if you buy the ticket. So.
It's okay. That's that.
Otherwise,
sounds like...
I wouldn't know if I sold a ticket to I don't know, China or Ukraine. I have no idea. So,
yeah. Fair enough.
And I think we already have some interest from, I think, England, France, Germany, hopefully the Netherlands, Belgium.
Sweden, yeah.
Sweden, absolutely. The Polish guys.
I think the Austrians.
Greece,
yeah,
the Austrians.
Well. Yeah,
yeah, the Austrians, absolutely. So I think 8 or 9 different nations is easily possible, hopefully.
Which is super cool. Super cool.
Yeah, I think we can get the Italians and the Spanish as well, because they are very, very active. Maybe not in the English kind of language saga sphere, but I've snuck onto their Facebook groups for their saga, and they seem to be running some really massive tournaments, so there must be some people who are willing to travel.
Please spread the word. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
don't know what happens with the Americans, because unfortunately the date is, I think, Thanksgiving, so that's not so easy for them to join us.
Yeah. I mean, we JP, we saw that we have like two listeners from like South Africa as well. So maybe you guys are going to spread the word as well. Just have multiple continents come on into it. That would be amazing.
I think last time we didn't have so many different nations. We had, I think, if I remember right, 12 teams, but we had 3 US teams, 3 French teams. So that's 6 of the 12, and then 6 other nations. We had a Spanish, I think Sweden was there. Martin van Wiesema from Belgium, absolutely. They had a very good team. I don't know. I think the Spanish as well and an Italian team, but I'm not sure.
Either way, no matter how many teams are like prepared by each country, I'm absolutely looking forward to at least being. I'm not sure. I'll you know, I'm not sure what the player situation is going to be like, but I'm absolutely stoked at least being at the tournament and, you know, absolutely, seeing all these different.
I really like to play as well, but I'm not in charge. I don't want to organize and manage the German team. So I think in the very near future, perhaps next week, we should find a way to handle that and organize. I don't know how many like to play and how we do it. But in any case, we need 3 or 4 players in reserve if a team member of a nation becomes ill or couldn't come, that at least the team can play. And then
we'll need some mercenaries to fill in the gaps, for sure, to have some, you know, just some backups. There will be people that will be just sick before they have to travel or something. It always happens, right? So
so that's actually an interesting point. So the countries can decide themselves who signs up and how they kind of deal with that mechanism. Have the German players kind of come to a consensus, or is that still up in the air?
Absolutely not. I think they are, if I have to guess, I think they are 10 or 12 who really like to play. But it's not easy to find a solution. I think last time we opened a Facebook special group for that and have a discussion, and we have 6 or 7 who like to come, and in the end we just talked about it and found a solution, and I hope it was okay for everyone, but this time I have no idea to have a small tournament or whatever, because I think it's unfair just to say the T3 position or the ranking. Because there are so many other things that are important. For example, the different ages. Not every player likes or can play every age or has an army for that.
I think one option was to kind of like the German Grand Melees coming up, to kind of use this as a help, but I think there's a million different solutions, and probably none is gonna be like sit right with everybody. So, someone will be disgruntled, but that's just what it is. It's like a 4-player team with like a kind of big saga scene in Germany. So just, I kind of offered myself up to the Swedes or to the Dutch
No mercenaries in the front end, at least, I think. But I think the issue is not as big as you could think, because I think we should really have the best team that we can put together for Germany 1. But I'm quite sure that we will have enough slots for a second or maybe a third German team. So, and then nearly everyone who really likes to play can play. So.
Are you going to be checking good passports during the World Cup? Or is there some wiggle room?
What do you think, JP? Do you think there will be a team from the Netherlands?
So far, I've kind of not tried to organize it because I'm quite busy at work and everything, but I suspect I will be organizing one, yes.
That's very exciting. That's very exciting. And you know, me living in Osnabrück now, I mean, it's basically right there. But I'm sure you'll make a full team of four people.
I think it falls within the greater Netherlands area. So
yeah,
you just have to put on an orange shirt, and then you're fine.
Yeah, I even have I can bring my RV, and I can bring my trainers, and I'll look perfect. I'll look the part. I will look the part.
All right, good. I'm glad we started this one out. So I think we've covered kind of the basics for the World Cup, and we're looking forward to the announcements. You've putting out flyers on kind of the main Facebook groups. I think also on Instagram you're sometimes active as well. Do you want to maybe tell us also on the Stronghold Facebook group, like, are there any other places people can check up what you're doing?
Yeah, on our website, absolutely. There will be everything on it on stronghold-terrain.de. We will publish everything, and there it's easy to find all the files in the future with the tournament packages and everything else you like to find. Because I think Facebook and Instagram is after 2 days it's old and you will never find everything again. But I think on the website it's easier.
So that's the World Cup. You also mentioned the German Grand Melee, and I think you've now organized, is it 6 German Grand Melee so far?
That's right. It's number 7. I had to count them as well this morning as I finalized the tournament packages. And I think it was the last arrow that showed up on the recent version. But it's the 7th, yes, number 7. We started in 2015, and then we had a break of 2 years to Corona. And I think it's, we again are in the beautiful site of Erlinghausen and play in this archaeological park. We have a real Saxon longhouse, and it's big enough for half of the players. So 24 easily fit into the longhouse, and then there is another site with a roof outside in the park, I think 60, 70 meters away, and then there the other 24 players play, and then we have 5 games, and I'm sure you will have 2 or 3 in the longhouse and 2 or 3 on the outside. What do you like to know?
So the German Grand Melee tends to be sold out within 5 minutes of being posted. So unfortunately, most people listening to this now will be kind of out of luck unless they already have a ticket. But would you like to describe how you're running it there? It's any special rules and the format in general, so that people can get a flavor, even if they're not attending?
Okay, so you have 5 games on Saturday and Sunday. So 3 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. You bring a 7-point army. We play in one turn. It's just one turn. We don't split the ages. So you can have an army from Age of Vikings or Age of Crusades or Invasions all together in one tournament field. You have a 7-point army, and then you choose 6 points after you know your enemy and the scenario. So, and we don't even have fixed scenarios. So I like the idea of Saga in any case, that you have to do the best of your situation. And so we have a scenario pool, this time with 8 different scenarios, and just in front of your next game, we select the next scenario by drawing it. So you have to be prepared for everything. we don't just have the usual scenarios from the Book of Battles. This time I have a thing from the Book of Battles. We have feast and pillaging, challenges, then ambush, old food, and that's it. Then we play the new version of Clash of Warlords of the recent FHQ. Then I have one of my big favorites of Zarya 1 reactivated, reanimated to life. The how it's called, Sacred Ground, with the three terrain pieces, a big open hill in the middle, and then every player can choose an additional terrain piece, and you have to bring your units into the three terrain pieces and score conquering points. That's one kind of special thing. We tested it last weekend on the Klingon, and it worked fine. Then we have from the Book of Battles the random scenario with,
with the cards.
With the cards.
Yeah,
Yes, but we only have, I think, three cards per per thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's only three cards per category allowed.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of random a bit, but it normally is a good playable combination of special rules. And then from, I think, yours and the American tournaments, I really like the Wrath of the Warlords. With the die, you know it?
Von der Kriegsherrn.
Yeah. Yeah, Wrath of the Warlords. I think you played it in your tournament as well. I think so. And I think that's it.
All right, sounds good. And you're allowing legendary warlords, right?
Yes.
Have you curated the list a little bit, or is everyone allowed to bring any legendary warlord?
Every legendary warlord or unit is allowed. Really. There's a small handicap for players who like to bring a legendary unit. In a game where one player plays legend and the other not, the player which don't play a legend can choose who's the starting player. So otherwise, if both play a legend or no one, we are doing the bidding thing. That is a very good thing. I've recognized on your tournament and last weekend, we also did bidding.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but as really, every year I like to do something special on a German Grand Melee. I think it's the third time we use legendary units, and it never was a real thing. I think on 2018, I think we did the Clash of Times, where you have to bring two armies, one of Age of Vikings and one of Age of Crusades, and the player with a one player could choose the age.
Yeah, I think it was 2019, and then the lower 19? Ranked player could choose which age they wanted to go. Yeah, and I really enjoyed that, but it does mean that people have to bring
two armies.
Yeah. I think most.
Or you play pagan people and only have one army, and you can use the miniatures for both ages. That's right.
Indeed.
But I think, that's right. I think Zager is a tournament game, yes, and there's a tournament scene, but I think it's not as big as everyone thinks. And I think the German Grand Melee at that location in that ecological park is, it's just a short trip, a holiday trip. And I think only, I don't know, a third of or a fourth of the players really wants to play in the top 10. And I think most of it enjoys the event and everything else. So together, the barbecue, in the end, some beers, some stories to tell about, and have a nice weekend. And I think it's a good opportunity to have something special and not the best balanced tournament in the world, but a very nice,
yes,
cool event. And legendary units really tend to ride sagas at such events. Yeah, so I don't know. I think the only thing we do is if you want to play Peter from
Peter
Crusaders,
the Cheater.
Yes, Peter the Cheater. You have to play with a chess clock in any case. So you only have 1 minute, one hour of time to play your turns. And that, I think, is a handicap big enough for Peter.
All right. I'm glad there's
That's another special thing as well. The top five tables have to use a chess clock,
which is
with the beginning of round two.
Yeah. So that's good.
Sounds good. So I think those are kind of the questions that we want to ask about the Grand Melee and the World Cup. But maybe a special question. You're an amazing painter, Mirko. I see you're working on maybe a new warband. There's some pictures coming out. So would you like to share your hobby project?
There's so many at the moment. Yes, I like to play, JP, factions that not many people like. I need a special project here and there, and at the moment I try to paint some units for my pagan people. I think 2 years ago I painted the beautiful V&V miniatures for my pagan Russ, and now that is the base for the next army with the pagan people and perhaps Princes of the East as well. Yeah, I print a lot of miniatures at the moment. I sell them, but I really like to paint them as well, because I think there are so many good sculptors out there, and I think it's amazing in which golden times we live at the moment with tabletop, and what's possible now with natural dynamic poses at the moment.
It's
a joy to paint them. And then on the other side with contrast paints and stuff like that, it's getting easier. And if you have some years of experience with painting, I think you come to a very good standard in half time. And that's it at the moment. And I have to build a lot of terrain pieces for the Grand Melee. At the moment, I built 22 or 23. Rocky grounds at the moment, and next one will be ruins as well. So.
Your tournaments are normally also characterized by kind of terrain pieces which are at the level which most people would not even have for one table at home. So I think people should definitely check out the pictures of the past Grand Melees and tournaments that you've run, because the level of quality of the terrain, and it's all 3D terrain, is really amazing. It makes it, I guess, very immersive. I do appreciate 2D terrain, but I think the 3D terrain just makes it so much nicer. And it's always amazing that you have so much terrain and so many Tupperware boxes full of terrain that you bring everywhere.
Yeah, thank you. And I have that in my mind as well, that it has to be practical on the one hand and should look very nice on the other hand. And I use a lot of my wood bases, which are nearly 2D because they are quite flat and have 5 spaces for trees. So you can, and everything is magnetized, so you can put it out if you like to place a miniature on the spot where normally a tree is. And I use the same basis now with my rocky grounds, and I built for the ruins a base as well, which will be magnetized, and then you have 4 ruin corners, but you can remove it, so you have a flat 5 millimeters high base with nothing on it. So I think it's the best of 2 worlds. I really like to have everything nearly perfect for tournament play, but on the other hand, we play tabletops, and the optical thing is so important, at least for me, and is my tournament. So you have to play with it.
We've talked about if you need any more stuff, I have like 30 tables of 2D terrain, so I can bring more stuff. But yeah, that definitely doesn't ever look as nice as the 3D stuff you have. But
I think I only have to build another 1 or 2 of terrain types, and then I'm there, and it will be nearly playable as 2D. I'm sure, and
perfect.
It's a good excuse to build it now and have it on the World Championships as well. And yeah, that's it. So no 2D terrain on the World Championships. that's the thing. Yeah,
that's good.
All right. I'm
all right.
I'm super looking forward to the World Cup. I'm not attending the German Melee, unfortunately, but I'm pretty sure I will attend one of your many, many tournaments between those two moments.
Yeah, we will have another small thing, I think, in August. I want to have a narrative thing of tournament there. I think it's the first week and after the grand holidays in Nordrhein-Westfalen in Germany. I think it's around the 16th of August. I like to have a small team tournament with the invasion of England. So you play in a team with 2 or 3 players as an invader or defender of England. So perhaps you have the time. I think it's a cool thing. That's a good thing.
All right, yeah. I will keep my agenda free. So, hopefully see you there. But thank you very much for joining us on the podcast, Mirko. We look
thank
forward
you, Mirko.
To hearing more of your adventures soon. And would love to have you back on the podcast as soon as possible.
Well, thank you very much as well. And that's one very nice thing. I think we all not live too far away from each other. And why not have some cool things together in the near future, or perhaps next year, or whenever we find the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't want to organize everything on my own, and there are so many good ideas out there, and that's cool, really.
All right, I look forward to seeing you at the next Benelux Grand Melee, Mirko. I believe that's
absolutely. Do you have when is it?
I need to organize it.
Yeah, I think I really loved to join you last time, but I think there was something.
I think it was Hamburger Tactica at the same time. Which
the same weekend. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, which was really unfortunate because it. I think we had an amazing time. We also had some of the Belgian guys made a really nice dinner. It was nice to have like a really community vibe where everyone was having lunch and dinner together and some beers in the evening.
Oh, cool.
So that's. hopefully we can kind of capture that spirit again in the 2023 version.
That's good.
Do it, JP. Yeah. Do it.
Absolutely. And perhaps I planned to go to the French Academy. Perhaps I was there one time some years ago. It was kind of cool. And perhaps. Normally they do it on the third weekend of September, but I'm not quite sure.
The one big reason for me to go to the French Grand Melee would be to meet all the cool people and to have a look at the new book that will be floating around in the last versions of the edit at that point in France, I'm sure. So
perhaps.
We'll see.
Absolutely, cool. Thank you very much.
So. That wraps up the episode. Thank you for coming on, Mirko, and thank you, JP, for moderating this so nicely. And thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.